Welcome to the Boldness on 3CR 855 AM. The Boldness is about standing up for your disability rights instead of waiting for some well-meaning person to give them to you. My name is Rafael Caleb. This is the last one of the Melbourne Fringe special series that The Boldness does, and I am delighted to introduce a very esteemed guest from our good friends at Wild at Heart Community Arts, the Inclusive Crew. Hello, Shay. Hello, Damien. Hello to Linny. That's what we like to hear. And they are all members of the Inclusive Crew. And we have got Mr. Phil Hoetzenroder, who is the Creative Director of Wild at Heart Community Arts and also has an Order of Australia. Welcome to the Boldness, Phil. Look, we're here to have a really, really good time talking about Melbourne Fringe. Shay, Damien and Linny, there's a show coming up which you're all in. It's called Flow Without Limits, the story of the Inclusive Crew. Starting with Shay, what are your thoughts and how did you come involved with the Inclusive Crew?
So the first time that I joined with Inclusive was back in 2008. So I'm kind of like the OG of the crew. I've been doing a heap of my own songs. I've also done a heap of performances. I'm a heap of artists with Down syndrome, and I just love coming to work on a Thursday to see my friends, to work with the mentors to help us to get our songs out. And I just love it. I love the atmosphere around here. And with Flow Without Limits is that it's basically like all of our minds and hearing each other's story behind their song. And so I decided to do my one that's called True Colors, and that's kind of like my own voice, my own. So I actually own that, so which means I love performing, I love singing, I love dancing. That's what I take to heart.
That is great, Shay. I love that kind of like response. Now, Damien, what has been your experiences of the Inclusive Crew?
Me? So I just came in not that long ago, maybe almost 2 years ago at this point, so still like new into it, but I've got a chance to like meet new people, develop as an artist, and they're really, I'm about artist development and giving like opportunities to do performances in all different contexts, such as this show and everything, and really take you through the whole process of what you really want to do as an artist, whether it be recording, writing. So it's really been, yeah, really good for like artist growth and learning new skills and how to collaborate with other people as well. So yeah, it's been really grateful to be a part of a group like this, and yeah, just really wonderful to come here every Thursday and to be a part of something like this and get these opportunities.
And Lenny, what has been your experience of the Inclusive Crew? And I love your answer too, Damien.
Well, I've been with Inclusive Crew for around 5 years now. I started when I was 45, going on a 47. I feel like I'm a bit older. So I've been with Inclusive Crew for about 7 years now. And I love it. I started off at Wild at Heart on a Wednesday doing recording and song singing, and then I just heard Phil over talking with one of the residents there saying, I like dancing, Phil. Can I be a part of it? And he's like, what, you dance here? Right. So I turned up and he goes, oh my God, you're so good at it. You know, so I started, and then he's like, will you come again? So I started dancing, and now I'm recording my song things like that, and I'm releasing an album very soon. Yeah, stay tuned.
Well, look, this all sounds very, very, very exciting here. Now, Linny, Shay and Damien, we're going to do this in reverse order now. Now, Linny, have you performed at Melbourne Fringe Festival before?
This is going to be my first time performing at the Fringe Festival, but I have managed to be on stage at the St Kilda Festival where my backing track fell out, but everyone was clapping and that was my rhythm that I had to sing to. So, but that was my first experience of being a part of the Inclusive Crew, and that happened so long ago, but it still tuned into my mind. I hope it never happens again that my backing track fell out. But everyone was so supportive and, it was really great. It was really great, yeah.
And Damien, is this the first Fringe Festival that you have performed at?
In terms of Fringe Festival stuff, yeah, this is my first time ever, but I have gotten opportunities through Wild at Heart as well and through my previous program to perform on like small stages as well, but this will be like the first full like hip hop full length type of show thing, so it's very, very exciting.
And Shay, is this your first Fringe Festival?
I want to say it was my first. I've done a couple of the, my theatre company, which is still on. I've also done a few of them through my dance group called Immersion 21. A shout out. We're a not-for-profit organisation and we put on like big shows and all that. So I've been in like, I think it's been five at the shows for me. I've done quite a few, like the St Kilda Festival. I'm doing the Friendship Festival again with my theatre company this week. So and that's actually for free if anyone wants to come and watch. And I've also done a few with, so it's been five all up, so I'm actually a pro at it, so it's still good.
Yeah, is that Fringe Festival is one of those times of year it does get exceedingly busy, but absolutely everyone, it's generally one huge party, and it takes me about 12 months, it takes me 11 months to recover from Fringe.
I do love a party, so.
That's what we like to hear. And speaking of parties, Flow Without Limits, the story of the Inclusive Crew, is this kind of like a party atmosphere, or what can people expect?
Well, I think people can expect a whole smorgasbord of ideas together around the theme of flow and block and the tension between the two concepts and how they relate to each other and go against each other. And it's exciting. It's thrilling. It's going to be a whole.
And Shay, your turn to speak. I mean, what do you think people can expect out of Flow Without Limit?
Well, I reckon they've got a sense of how we perform, because with Flow Without Limits is where we like a rap battle, we dance, we also recorded our own voices over the tracks, and it kind of feels to me like that there's flow here and block here, and they come into a world where everyone's trying to bust out, but we can't because of the block. It's like, it's hard for us to, you know, try to get out, but it's also in our heads and here that also exposes out into like jigsaw puzzle kind of thing.
So I just want to explain what flow actually means. Flow is something positive about yourself, and block is a negative, something that stops the flow, the positiveness coming into your mind or in your heart, and something that stops you achieving.
And speaking of going with the flow, with stop and blocks, it is now that time of the show that we say thank you very much to the program sponsor, of the Boldness that is called Clubmates Travel. And then we're going to play some community service announcements and continue the conversation about Flow Without Limits, the story of the Inclusive Crew. And wait for it, Phil, you might even be asked to speak next. That's 8:55 a.m. We are talking with the Inclusive Crew from Wild at Heart Community Arts about their upcoming show called Flow Without Limits, the story of the Inclusive Crew. And we are now joined by the creative director of Wild at Heart Community Arts. And we're going to talk about accessibility and inclusion with Mr. Phil Hoetzenroder. How are you now, Phil?
Good, thank you, Rav. How are you doing?
You've got that very mischievous look on your face there, but we're going to talk about access and inclusion anyway. Okay, how does, like, first of all, what are the details of Flow Without Limits, the story of the Inclusive Crew?
The show is on Saturday the 19th of October from 4 till 5 p.m. at Kindred Studios Band Room in 3 Harris Street, Footscray. So that's the place. If people, you need to book a ticket. It's free to get in, but you need to book. So go to the Fringe Festival website, search Flow Without Limits to find the show and book your tickets. Tickets are selling pretty fast, so get in quick. If you're into hip-hop and pretty wicked storytelling, jump in and grab a ticket.
Now, Phil, from an access and inclusion perspective, are there trigger warnings without Flow Without Limits? Is there a companion card? Is there Auslan interpretation?
So when you book your tickets, there's an opportunity to specify any specific access needs you have. So first step is that we're responsive to what our ticket holders need. And we've been working closely with the Fringe Festival, who themselves are really working at access issues. So that's the first thing. Let us know if you have access issues and we can work with you to meet those. There are no trigger warnings. There could be potentially loud music, not excessively loud music, but, you know, it's music driven by hip-hop beats. And so one thing I would suggest is if you want to come to the show but you're sound sensitive, if you have your own provision for sound reducing technology, headphones or others, bring them along. Otherwise, we'll provide earplugs for people. So that's one level of it. Companion cards. I'm not sure what the Fringe Festival's overall policy is, but we absolutely support companion cards. So if you come accompanied by a carer or a support person or a companion dog, in fact, you're very welcome to come, and that will be respected and supported.
Right now, as I said, if my memory serves me correctly, hip-hop beats, they usually start, is it, what is it, about 149 beats per minute or so? It's very, very quick.
In front, you know, it can be in the 70s through to the mid-hundreds. You know, there's a huge variation. So, you know, probably typically 80 to 100 BPM might be, you know, typical hip-hop beat tempos.
Sure. And also, how were members of the Inclusive Crew consulted about how to share their stories and their beats in the production of Flow Without Limits?
Do you want to talk about that, Cruz? How did we make the work?
Right. Shay, your thoughts on how the storytelling began, your parts in it, how the story came?
We started with an idea and then we flowed from there. And then it was we just bounced off ideas and then came up with hitting a note, a keyboard where the sound would come and we would get most of the sound, like a lot of sounds, and then we would just pause and then we would tell a story. But there'll be lots of noise. It was like a block to tell us to stop dancing, and then we just start dancing. Yeah.
Fantastic. Now, Damien, quickly, what are your thoughts about your input into Flow Without Limits?
Yeah, so the story came about our challenges of being blocked to flow. And then all of us decided as a crew to decide to put it in. So we had a few chats with Tam. So we also decided to put in some beats, some dancing, and some ideas to put our songs into it. Then we created it all together as a team, and we decided, this is what we're going to do. We're going to put our minds to it. And so we decided to do it, so that's what we're doing.
It's been a really collaborative and consultative process throughout the whole way. Like Phil and Tamara always ask, once we've developed concepts, like how it's feeling, and then we can say how we feel, give ideas, and then build off of that. That's kind of how it's been. We've had little fledgling seeds of ideas, and then over time they've like grown together and then morphed into this one big show and everything like that. So it's been really a whole team effort by the whole crew and Tamara and Phil putting in ideas and developing them over time.
Okay, this sounds absolutely great, and unfortunately we are very, very, very quickly running out of time. So, Mr. Phil Hoetzenroder, could you just repeat the details of where people can see Flow Without Limits and the show details?
Flow Without Limits, the inclusive story, is on at Kindred Studio Band Room in Footscray, Saturday 19th of October from 4 to 5pm. To book tickets, go to the Melbourne Fringe website, search for the show, Flow Without Limits, and book. The tickets are free, but you must book, and there is a limited capacity, so get in quick and book a ticket. It will be an incredibly exciting show with this amazing theme and the incredible content and stories that the crew have developed, and working with beats and live beat making and live sampling and triggering, all kinds of magic that's going on in the show. So come along.
I'm about. Well, I would like to thank the Inclusive Crew, or I should say some members of the Inclusive Crew, have been part of the interview with the Boldness today. Thank you very much. I'd like to thank some members of the Inclusive Crew who have come along and been part of the interview today. Thank you very much to Linny. Yep, thank you very much, Shay. Yep, thank you very much, Damien. And thank you very much to Mr. Phil Hoetzenroder for joining us today. Yep, and that is actually the end of the interview. Much appreciated for your time. Thank you, and I hope you really, really enjoy it. And unfortunately, I will be upping a chuka. And all together now, here one for the Wild at Heart Inclusive Crew. How do you start your shows? You go 1, 2, Phil?
Thank you for having us. Be at 3 Harris Street, Fitzroy.
Footscray.
Thank you very much, and we'll see you soon.
Oh, thank you, Raphael, for this wonderful opportunity. It's been, yeah, really exciting for all of us.
Thanks, Ralph. Thanks for having us on The Boldness. Go The Boldness.
Thank you very much to the members of the Inclusive Crew, Shay, Damien, and Linny, for coming on to The Boldness today, along with Mr. Phil Hoetzenroder, who is the creative director of Wild at Heart Community Arts. There's a special edition of The Boldness next Wednesday on the 23rd of October. We caught up with The Sounds We Make, which has won a number of awards. It's about access and inclusion. It's been great. Thank you very much for joining me on The Boldness today. We're going to go out with What's On Store from Flow Without Limits, showing at Kindred Studios as part of Melbourne Fringe Festival. Make sure you get your tickets through the Melbourne Fringe website. This is the Inclusive Crew Battle Rap. Keep listening to 3CR on 8:55 a.m.